Consumer advocate Ralph Nader is calling for the elimination of college athletic scholarships, saying the move is necessary to deprofessionalize college athletics. He thinks there should be financial aid, but no scholarships across the board, because he says high school guys do things they'd never do for the scholarship in college.
Well, Ralph's a little bit, he's got some interesting ideas, but that's theoretically, he's making a point about college professionalism, which I think is a valid point. I think that the kids play hard and they're just as well be professional athletes for the time and effort they put in, and they're getting an education which is valuable, but probably not what it's worth if you look what the universities get. So the point's there, but how do you get financial aid and not scholarship? What's the difference? I mean, he's got no solution there, but he's making it.
You're right about it, because what they say, there's also a thought is, why not pay the college athletes? Why not pay them?
And then that's what Steve and I have been talking about for years.
And you know why? Because, hey, you know how much money they bring these universities and the NCAA? Stop it. So he's talking about professionalism. It is professionalism. It's a business, guys. So, you know, get over it, Ralph. Get over it. I mean, these kids are, in the majority of cases, they're given a scholarship which gives them an opportunity to get a great education. And I believe the majority of cases, the kids do get the education. I believe other cases, as we know, kids go to school for an opportunity to get into professional sports, period. They have no clue. They have no desire to get an education. So when they're in school, what do they do? Well, they're gonna get money any way they can, so they'll do anything. So you have guys selling memorabilia, you have guys doing this, and guys doing, well, and it kind of gets crazy after a while.
Yeah. Well, and you say it's a pure sport, and we just want competition. It's good health, blah blah. But that's not there. All there is to this, as we all know.
Yeah.
And one example of that is a lot of these kids are wearing on their uniform the Nike swoosh, which is advertising. And
yeah.
And listen, Nike donates those uniforms. They do a lot for these schools.
Yeah.
And I have nothing against Nike. I'm just saying there's an example of here these kids are told that this is pure amateur athletics, and yet they're wearing advertising on their uniforms for someone and not getting paid for it. So,
well, and remember Butler's great run last year to the title game against Duke. They almost had a Hoosiers moment, Jimmy Chitwood stuff. The guy misses it. Duke wins, but Butler had 9,000 applications to enter that school for 1,000 openings. This is huge for the schools to make a run like this.
Well, it's the same at Illinois, at Pitt. Steve, this is how you get advertising in modern America, and I'm sure Ralph Nader would object to that in the purity of pursuing academic excellence. Who doesn't? But the reality is that's how you get your name out there.
Yeah.
I mean, who's heard of Richmond? As far as that goes,
exactly.
In Washington State. Well, now a lot of people have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right.
You're exactly right.
What is going on in Libya? What is our policy, our mission, our end game? Does any of you know?
I don't think I know.
I don't.
Is it possible that we get engaged in things like this without really thinking through it?
Well, wait, what are the rebels? Who are the rebels? Who's backing the rebels? Okay, I don't know.
Nobody knows.
See, there's a lot of questions unanswered. And this guy jumps in, jumps out, now he's halfway in, he's halfway out. You know, it's pretty hard to show that you're a leader when you act that way. To me, you know, I just watch Fox News. They bash Bush unmercifully when he went to Iraq and he didn't get congressional approval. They have not said one thing about this guy going in there without congressional. Didn't even ask for it.
Yeah. You know, it's true. It's a double standard.
Let me just point out that George Bush, on everything he did, actually did get congressional.
He did get it,
yeah,
but they were jumping him for didn't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now.
Exactly. It's incredible.
Yeah. But the bottom line is now NATO is taking who's in charge of our troops? We're not putting.
I don't like. Nobody likes that. That's not something we like. I don't know, Steve. I'll tell you what. It's a tough job, President. You know, Bill Brady ran for the governor of Illinois, and he won 99 out of 103 counties, but he didn't make it because Chicago chose Quinn. But he knew Barack Obama, played a little friendly poker games with him, and they'd have discussions. But his comment to me, I said, "What do you think about this guy?" He says, "He's a good guy. He's in so far over his head, he doesn't know which end is up."
And I'll tell you something.
I keep thinking, as I see some of this, I'm in, I'm out, stopping drilling. I think back on that. I said, "I just don't know if he knows what to do. I don't know that he knows what he's doing." That's all.
Ken, if you do this in life, if you try to please everybody, you're going to please nobody. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to, and I understand how tough the job is. I'm not knocking him, but I am knocking the execution of what he's doing. You can't please everybody. You can't be everybody's buddy. You can't be everybody's hero. You can't say, okay, we're going to stay green. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to not drill. Then we're going to go to war. We're not going to go to war. We're going to let the French take over. I mean, it's crazy what's going on right now.
Well,
but what he shows that I'm not decisive and I'm not a leader.
What I'm seeing is a guy. I think he's a smart guy. I think I think he wants to do what's best for this country in his way of thinking. And I think, you know, when you get in, it's one thing to campaign for president, and then all of a sudden you're president of the United States. And if you get in that position and you start to think that about 95% of what you ever thought was right is actually wrong, you're going to be a little rattled. And I don't think any of his theories or thoughts or policy, kind of abstract thinking of, well, this is only fair, and then when you try to implement something, it doesn't work. It's because some of the fundamentals of his thinking, I think, is incorrect. And I think he's trying to assimilate that, but it's rough to do on the job. It's hard to do that on the job. So I think we're seeing a lot of hesitation and a lot of questioning. And then it's hard to get the right answer anyway. So you add all of it up, and it's a tough situation.
Let me ask you guys one question. I watched this thing. I just saw it this morning. This Muslim teacher who wanted to take 3 weeks off. He's been on the job for less than a year. Took the 3 weeks off to go over to the Middle East, whatever that religious thing is over there, for 3 weeks. She came back. They fired her. They told her, "You can't take 3 weeks off. You'll be let go." So now Eric Holder, come on, he's the Attorney General of the United States. He is defending this in court. It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. She's on the job for less than a year. She said, "I want 3 weeks off. You can't take 3 weeks off or you're going to be let go," they tell her. She goes to the Middle East. In fact, she doesn't have a job. Now she sues. Now the government's defending her. What the heck is this all about?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, Eric Holder is probably, if you want the epitome.
He's almost getting in over your head.
Oh.
I mean, this guy has no real idea of what the Attorney General of the United States can, and he's just got a political agenda, and justice is not part of the equation. So that's my opinion of Eric Holder, and so that doesn't surprise
me. We got just 2 minutes, and I want to raise one more thing because it really got the hair on the back of my neck going. Yet another thing, the president's in Brazil. He says, "We'll support you by the way of $2 billion. Drill, baby, drill. It'll create jobs in Brazil." And everybody here going, "What?"
I tell you, I go back to Bill Brady. He's in so far over his head, he doesn't know which end is up. But I don't know what else to say. We need energy here. We need jobs here. And he stopped our drilling. Now, we've had about 5 permits in the last few days, by the way. So things are changing a little bit.
I told you guys 6 months ago. The greatest thing about this administration, it's going to make Jimmy Carter's look real well.
Oh, man. Ouch. Well, and then I think, you know, you're the president of the United States. You got the smartest guys in the world around you. Maybe they're just all arguing, too, and they don't have any idea.
Well, I don't know if you have the smartest guys in the world. I think that's where Jimmy Carter did actually have Barack Obama beat. I don't know who he's got around him. I think that's an issue, but I don't know. I'm busy trying to keep my thing going, and we've got a lot of work, and I hope we get drilling, and I hope it keeps coming and things turn around. But I'm still backing our president, but I'm going to have to say what I think about what he's doing.
The government's going to have a new TV show called Clowns on Parade, and that's what they are now. They are clowns on parade. I'm sorry.
I should say I'm still backing the presidency.
Represent the people of America and the ideals of the American a dream. I mean, this is all bull what's going on now. And you're right. You made a thing. I like Barack Obama as a person. I don't respect him as a leader. That's the thing. Okay, if I'm not a good leader, listen to me. I got to surround myself with the strongest leaders I can find, knowledgeable people to help me make informed and the right decision. He has not done that.
He has not done that.
With a bunch of cronies.
No.
Well, or else really just philosophers is the word I keep coming to. Yeah. And their philosophies aren't necessarily correct. So here we go.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you. I got to leave it there, but I'll call you Monday. We'll pick it up again. Thank you always for the wisdom.
Right,
we need Ditka and Kachaturian, Johnny and Mike as president and vice president, whatever order you want to do. So we'll get
it. Okay, TV. We appreciate the support.
Hey, thanks, guys. Call you Monday. Thanks so much.
All right. See you later.
Mike Ditka, brother Johnny on 93.5, 95.3 is the new Connect FM. This is WA.